Shir is on Parshas Yitro on the Asarat HaDibros. So let's start. So it says, Perik Kaf, the 20th Perik in Shmos, Pasuk Aleph. It says, Vaydeber Elokim, and God spoke, Et kol hadvarim ha'ele lemo. All of these words say. So what does it mean, God spoke all of these words? Yeah? Why it says Vayedaber Elokim? Elokim is a Loshon Din. So it says, Ein Elokim Ela Dayan. Elokim is a Loshon of Din, right? Strict justice. Lefi sheyesh parashas b'Torah, Shim Asan Adam, if a person does them, Mekabel Schar, Vim Lav, and if he doesn't do them, Ein Mekabel Alehem Puraniyut, he doesn't get punishment. Yechol af asar ha'dibrot ken. You might think that the Ten Commandments are that way. That if you do them, you get schar. If you don't do them, no punishment. Talmud lomar v'yedaber Elokim dayan liparea. He's a judge to pay you, give you payment, onish, punishment. Right? That asar ha'dibrot were given by din. What does din mean? Din means strict justice. What does strict justice mean? It means cause and effect. Cause and effect, when we see the world works with cause and effect. You do something good, you get paid good. You do something bad, you get punished. If when you have cause and effect, right, that means there's a clarity, i.e. Klal Yisrael were a stage of clarity. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Merkava. They saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu governs the world. There was a tremendous clarity. At the same time, for that tremendous clarity, we have this concept of din. If you have this clarity, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is now speaking to you, what is the order in the world? The order in the world is these Asaras HaDibros. That means the Asaras HaDibros is not just the first 10 commandments. This is the Metzias of the world. This is the how the world works. These are the laws of nature. These are the metaphysical laws of nature. This is how the world works. Therefore, you do them, you're in the world. You don't do them, you're out of the world. Rashi, first of all, tells me what you might have thought. You might have thought that the parashas in the Torah, if you do it, you get schar. If you don't do it, you don't get onish. Which parashas in the Torah that way? I don't know any parashas in the Torah that if you do it, you get schar. If you don't do it, you don't get onish. Every mitzvah, even let's say shluach hakadosh, you're saying you said the way the mother bird, or tzitzis, you put on tzitzis if you have a four-cornered garment. But you don't have to wear a four-cornered garment. So Gemara by tzitzis says, b'shas ritcha, time of anger, right? What's it called? If you don't wear a four-cornered garment with tzitzis, you get paid. There's punishment. And if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and you have a mitzvah shluach hakadosh, and you have an opportunity to do it, and you don't do it, that's also improper. That's also not proper expression. You're right, you don't have to do it, but you have an opportunity to do mitzvah, mitzvah chesed. If you had an opportunity to do chesed and you didn't do it, there is some sort of level of payment. So what does it mean here that you might have thought that the Ten Commandments, you if you do it, right? You get schar. If you don't do it, you get punishment. Why you don't get punishment? Why would I have a thought like that? Why should I think that way? And second of all, we know from many sources, right? The Baratanya brings it. Many, many, many people bring it. It's really from the Gaonim. The all Tariag Mitzvahs. All the sources of all the mitzvahs comes from the Ten Commandments. That means, since they all come from the Ten Commandments, there's no such, and the Ten Commandments is, you do it, you get reward, you don't do it, you get punished. It means all Tariyak has that source. And from Tariyak comes all the mitzvahs. So every single mitzvah has this concept. So what's Rashi saying? You might have thought this way. Okay, so we have to understand now what punishment is. If you're, say, a businessman, and you miss a business opportunity, you have $100,000, you could invest it, and you make $1 million. You missed out on making $1 million. Is it punishment Do you only have 100,000? No. It's not punishment as we understand punishment.
Passive.
If the businessman feels that he lost $900,000, what's our purpose in this world? Our purpose in this world is to connect to our Creator. That's worth more than $1 million. That's the entirety of our being. If you have an opportunity to connect and you don't connect, you lost $1 million. You lost the entirety of being. There can't be a bigger punishment than that. So what does punishment mean? If a person was to do an Aveira, Chas v'Shalom, say a person makes a wrong investment. So he takes his 100,000 or his million and he puts it into investment and that investment sinks. He lost money. He didn't not only gain money, he lost money. That's a different level of punishment. That's a different level of loss. So if you're causing loss only when you put something into a place where you're losing your investment, you're losing your status, you're going down, we call that punishment, then not gaining isn't punishment. But that would mean any positive commandments doesn't have a punishment, because it's just a gain. And all negative commandments have punishments. I don't think that's what we're saying here. We have positive commandments here. We can answer that there's mitzvahs, that Asaras HaDibros, if you don't do them, then you get punished. Not only don't get, it's like the businessman, you lost your money, not only didn't gain money. And these other parashas in the Torah is where you can gain money, but you didn't lose anything. We could answer that. But then we have a problem. How comes all from the Asaras HaDibros, you have all the parashas of the Torah?
Right.
All the parashas of the Torah come, are the source, all the Torah mitzvahs, the source are from the Asaras HaDibros. And since the Asaras HaDibros is Schava Onish, and that's the source. So everything that comes from it must be Schava Onish.
All the Aseret.
So Jacob has a possible Teretz. So let's say what his Teretz is. He's saying from the Loshon of Puranut, Loshon of Para, Loshon revealed. Bizman Aseret Dibros, there was a clarity. They saw Kiviyochel, their creator. There's a clarity. When there's such a clarity, right? There's all connecting, which is reward, or disconnecting. The other parashas of the Torah, or before this stage, maybe the parashas of the Torah were given before this era, there wasn't that level of clarity. And since there wasn't that level of clarity, there wasn't this punishment in the world. Punishment came to the world with the giving of Aseret HaDibros, because Aseret HaDibros is God connecting His will to the world. The world now saw this direct connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu to the world. And when you have such a connection, now is introduced the concept of Schar and Onish. But before this time, it wasn't revealed. So now that this is the time that this is what's revealed, now this clarity that's brought to the world, only now we have Schar and Onish. And that explains why, after Matan Torah, right, all the mitzvahs have this clarity. Before Matan Torah, you could have parashas in the Torah. There could be a concept of Torah without clarity of Schar v'Onish, because Kodesh Baruch Hu hasn't yet connected to the world b'shem Havaya. That His being is connecting to the world. His will is revealed in the world. And that's what we're saying here. Aseret HaDibros gave us that clarity because it gave us this concept of the reality of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's will connecting to the world, i.e., there's all connecting or disconnect. That's all that is available. And it's very clear.